KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents The On-Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
Beautiful fall Wednesday morning. Welcome to The On-Air Chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Ron Thomas.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice little brisk air out there today.
There is a fall feel in the air today.
But the sun is shining.
You know, we actually mentioned wind chills this morning, down to about 26 degrees with the west wind. Again, burning not recommended today due to the high winds and low humidity that will be with us.
You're not going to get much burn anyways. Grass is still pretty wet.
You'd think so, but that's not the way it works. It actually makes it more difficult for the firefighters if things do start.
To put it out.
You get stuck in the mud out there trying to chase to put out the fire. So it's not one thing, it's another, Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, so. But here we are in the midst of cookie delivery day. USD 253 and Chuck will be busy until about 12:30 with that, as we will visit every
teacher appreciation
facility
week.
In 253. Is it?
Isn't it National Teacher Appreciation Week?
It is American Education
American
Week.
Education
I know
week.
That.
Sorry.
We got the big Hall of Fame auction coming
up
tomorrow
night, 6:05.
You ready to go?
As ready as we always are, Ron.
We invite folks to log on to the National Teachers Hall of Fame website, because the live online auction is going on now. And then tomorrow night we will go full bore beginning at 6:05 and raise money for our very own National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Right.
Looking
here.
Forward to it.
I am too, right here on KVOE. Yeah, you can go to nthf.org, find all the information for the current auction that's going on, and then the list of items for tomorrow night.
And, of course, you'll hear it right here, and also you can view the items, KVOE TV at KVOE.com, and you'll be able to call in your bids, 342-1400, or text them to 620-342-5863. It's a fun night. It's all to benefit the Hall of Fame inductions that happen every summer right here.
Yeah, fantastic cause. And I heard you this morning talking about a gift that may or may not be coming. I don't know when that's going to be announced, but I heard it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's we heard something is coming down the pike, and it's something positive. We really can't say much about it because we don't
that's
know anything
as,
about
yep,
it.
Yep, that's as much as we know. Hopefully we'll hear more tomorrow.
There's the big tease. Yeah, it'd be a great great time to unveil, you know, good news if that's going to be happening. We'd love to break it tomorrow night.
I'm sure if we find out more, we'll let you know.
You'll hear it here first.
You will hear it here first. This is a first time in for both of our guests, too, Ron.
First timers from Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness.
It is. We're going to talk about grief and loss. Good morning, Mara Dice.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. And you are a therapist at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, correct?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Samantha Thibodeau.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. And you are a therapist at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness as well.
Correct.
And you guys aren't specific grief counselors, correct?
Nope. Not necessarily, but we see a population. Of
sure.
Yep.
But you see someone for all types of stuff, like we've been talking on our past programs.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd like to go by Sam?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yep.
Sam. Okay. Let's learn a bit about you, a little bit about your background and your training before you got to Crosswinds here.
Yeah, so I went to Emporia State and got my undergrad and master's degree in clinical psychology, and then I did my internship at Crosswinds, and then I have been there for 4 years now.
Okay.
And seeing kids in North Lyon County and then adults at the office.
Okay, so you see both kids and adults,
yep.
Then.
Okay.
You travel to North Lyon County?
Yes, for
school-based.
Yep.
All right. So, Mara, what about you? A little bit about your background.
I did my undergrad in social work at K-State, and then I went on and got my master's at KU. And I'm a licensed master's of social work with the state of Kansas. I did a couple different things out of college and then landed at Crosswinds 3.5 years ago doing therapy.
So are you both located in the Souder facility now, the new Crosswinds
yes.
building?
Yes, it's okay. Our main building, but I also traveled to Emporia Middle School and Logan Avenue to do therapy. So schools if you're in a school, it takes up a lot of your time outside of the main building.
Yeah, how much time do you spend in schools then, generally?
I'm in schools Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Pretty much the whole workday.
Yeah. Yep.
You're there for the whole school day?
Mm-hmm. Seeing Crosswinds clients.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in North Lyon County on Thursdays all day between the elementary and middle school, and then I go to the high school in Northern Heights.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, obviously, the numbers are, sounds like they're fairly robust if you're there that much, huh? I mean, as far as the kids you're seeing and helping?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we talked last month, and the importance of the kiddo having an outlet at the schools in you guys as the therapist, does that translate to you will see other therapists' kids while you're in school as well? Not every kid that's at Logan or every kid that's at Northern Heights High School is your client specifically, correct?
Right, yes.
It's a good outlet for them.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone should go to counseling. Yes. I say that to everyone.
Yep.
Everyone should go to counseling.
Okay.
So that's a wide net. You're casting a wide net there, Maura. I'll tell you. So, you know, as far as the clients go, kids and adults, are they referred to you outside of the school presence? I mean, is that how they get to you, is by referral for the most part?
Yeah. So they'll come in for an intake process. But the schools, for the most part, that we work with do really good at advocating for Crosswinds, mental health, providing those services to get parents to come in for intakes, and then we'll be assigned the kiddos based off of what school district they're in. Okay. So Mara will get her kids, I'll get my kids, and then we'll go to the school and see them.
Okay.
Let's talk about grief. What is grief? There's probably not a single definition, correct?
You know, for a lot of people, this is not the most wonderful time of the year, specifically. I mean, that's kind of the timing to have you both in here, as we're heading into the heart of the big holiday season towards the end of the year. It can really be tough for a lot of people, so we thought we'd touch on grief. And as Aaron mentioned, I guess, Mara, let's start with you. What is grief?
I think it's a response to significant loss in someone's life. I think we think about the death of loved ones the most when we think about grief and loss, which those are incredibly profound, but there's a lot of grief and loss surrounding other experiences. And then you really feel those losses, whether concrete or abstract, around the holidays. I think it really ramps up around the holidays for people.
Yeah, pretty much on target there.
Yep.
Sam, do you think?
I would agree. Some of those other losses that Mara was talking about could be divorces, changes in family dynamic, moving and being away from your family. Those are all secondary and different kinds of losses as well. So then going into the holidays, it makes it hard because maybe your family's split up or you're not able to see your families during the holiday. And that's also grief. That's also loss and change.
Yeah. The loss is the change. The loss is really the change from what was normal prior to the loss.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
Is it usually just emotional? Does it get into the psyche? Can it be shown physically? What's the most common ways for the grief to be shown?
I think it's all of the above, and it's different for each person.
Sure.
I've always said that grief is like the most universal yet lonely experience someone can have, because you're grieving your relationship with that person that passed, and the relationship that you had with that person is different than the relationship someone else had. Now, while you can, you know, lean on each other, and you should, like families and that have lost tremendously, it's lonely because you're grieving your specific relationship with a person.
How tough is it to deal with, grief and people that are experiencing grief? Because we mentioned it, it's going to affect everybody differently and to a different degree. But I would think, too, you mentioned all the different grief categories. So how tough is it to, you know, as a therapist, get to the heart of the difficulty that the person is experiencing. Is it hard to do?
Yep. I think through sessions, it's just unraveling more and more dynamic of what that loss means. So we could originally come in for this person died and I'm really sad and I'm grieving that. But then, like I said, there's those secondary losses that come, which is holidays. It could be getting married. It could be having kids. It just keeps untangling more and more grief. And that's why we like to talk about heavily in session that grief is not linear. It doesn't ever go away because it's always going to be impacted at some point in your life.
So is it a matter of just discussing it game plan wise as far as you as a therapist and kind of seeing where you need to go with each individual?
Yep. And I feel like it changes too. I mean, we could be working on one part of grief, which is just the traumatic part of it. And then here comes a couple more months or however long and oh, there's something else that pops up. It's just really, there's not a plan for it.
So how often do you like to schedule, sessions with individuals? Is it the degree of the problem that they're having? How often do you like to normally see a patient?
I think so. I mean, you can get to a good place with people where, once a month works for them. And then, the anniversary of someone's passing is coming up, and so you might talk with your client about seeing them more frequently, or they may bring it up to you, depending on the time of year. So I think it's different for everyone and where they're at in their healing. And then, like she said, it never goes away; it's always going to be there. So we want to help people cope with that, and also view counseling and therapy as a coping skill.
It's really a relationship, is it not?
Absolutely. That's the basis of counseling, I think, is the relationship with the person.
So it's not necessarily you guys setting it on a schedule. Hey, everybody, we're going to see you once a month on the date. It's them might be able to tell you, hey, I need to see you once a week or every other week or sometimes this month I'm going to see you every week, and then I might not see you for a month.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We see that often.
So how do you gauge process as a therapist and success in not totally overcoming grief because you never get over it, you said, but how do you know that you're making progress? Is it just in conversations you're having, them telling you, hey, I feel better now, or can you tell in just basically how they're conversing with you that you may be making some good strides?
I think progress, yeah, it's going to look different for everyone. I think, if you have someone that's having physical reactions to driving by a scene of or driving by the place where their loved one passed or something profound happened that led to grief and loss, and they're avoiding that route for months and months and months, and then they come and they're like, hey, I tried the route and, I had some anxiety, but I did it and I made it through. So I think it's, we have this idea that grief and loss is the five stages or whatever, but it's not that cut and dry. I think it's more of a roller coaster up and down.
Is it hard for, since everyone grieves differently and there's no right or wrong way, I assume, to grieve, unless you're harming others. But is it hard for the person that comes and sees you that everyone that's close to them grieves differently and not everyone grieves exactly like them? And that's also part of the problem, is that there's no right way to grieve?
Yep. So family dynamics, losing a loved one and maybe mom lost the same person, your spouse lost the same person, your sibling lost the same person, but everyone grieves differently. That can cause a lot of mixed emotions. As far as maybe one person is oh, I'm super sad, I'm crying all the time. Why is this person not crying or sad all the time? And they might take it as, well, they didn't care or it's not important to them. So it's really trying to give that psychoeducation of grief looks different for everyone And it's not just cookie cutter of this is what you're supposed to do.
Let's take our first break.
Let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the experiences of grief, some common misunderstandings. You're listening to the On Air Chat. We are brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. This is KVOE. We are live and local.
Construction jobs don't go away when the weather gets colder. Bruce Davis Construction is available all winter long. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendo, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale.
Chuck Samples on KVOE as we continue Cookie Delivery Day across USD 253 Emporia. We are now at Flint Hills Learning Center. This is always one of our fun highlights because there's a lot of stuff happening at the Learning Center, and Karen Sargent is joining us to talk about some of those different things in a lot more detail. Karen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, I know that we've been able to highlight a lot of different things through the Learning Center, as mentioned. And the way it sounds now is, in addition to all the other stuff that you're normally responsible for, you have a new curriculum that you're working with.
Yes, for our high school students, we have a new curriculum. It's called Edgenuity, and it's much more rigorous. The students are learning to take guided notes, and so, I mean, it's a really great program, and the kids are learning a lot more and having a lot of success with that program. So it's been really great for our high school students and our adults as well.
One of the things that people may not realize is the work that you're doing with English as second language learners and doing so successfully.
Yes, we have an adult English as a second language program. We have morning classes from 9 to noon, and we also have evening classes from 5 to 8. And they also come during the day as well to take the classes. And we have computers available for them all during the day. We also have citizenship classes available. We had a lady just yesterday get her citizenship.
Outstanding. That's a great reason to celebrate.
Yes, we have a lot going on here to celebrate at the Flint Hills Learning Center.
You know, and the other thing, too, is getting students, regardless of their background, ready for graduation and the next stage of their lives. Talk a little bit about the joy that you see when those students get a chance to walk across the Granada stage and really have a milestone moment for them.
Yes, it's so wonderful that we get to have our graduation at the Granada Theater, because it's really special to see people of all ages, our high school students and our adults. They have such pride in being able to have a ceremony that's special just for them at the Granada Theater. So we've been really lucky that our district has been able to provide that special thing for them.
Well, special things happening all year long at Flint Hills Learning Center. Karen, thanks so much for joining us here today. Enjoy what cookies you got there.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We appreciate it so much.
Indeed. Karen Sargent joining us from Flint Hills Learning Center as we continue our sprint across USD 253 Emporia for Cookie Delivery Day. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at headlines being brought to you by John Muckenthaler of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Whether buying or selling a home or just curious about the local market, contact John today, 620-794-3134. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Good morning, everybody. One person was hurt during a wreck in North Lyon County yesterday afternoon. This happened at Roads 330 and K shortly before 4:30 p.m. One driver taken to Newman Regional Health, the other not hurt. Details online at KVOE.com. Big day for the Emporia Fire Department, because later this afternoon, 1 o'clock, there will be groundbreaking for a new fire station headquarters in the 500 block of Market Street, and the public is encouraged to attend. And it's a busy day for USD 253 Emporia. Not only are seasonal celebration processes underway, but today happens to be Cookie Delivery Day as part of American Education Week, and broadcasts continue this morning here on KVOE. Forecast from the TV 13 weather team calling for sunshine and a high of 51, blustery conditions, elevated fire danger today. Clear in 32 for tonight, calming down a little bit. Occasionally breezy tomorrow with a high of 46, and then relatively calm Friday with a high of 50. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Currently, we do have a gusty west breeze, sunny skies, 47 degrees. at KVOE Live and Local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by John Muckenthaler of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Whether buying or selling a home or just curious about the local market, contact John today. 620-794-3134.
Welcome back to the on-air chat. Aaron Harder, Ron Thomas hosting. Sam Thibodeau and Mara Dice, therapists at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, are joining us. We're talking about grief and loss. We skipped a bullet point earlier. Let's talk about the relevance of grief. We've already talked about everyone's going to experience it at some point, whether it's a pet, a loved one, loss of a job, divorce, miscarriage, whatever it is. Everyone will feel it at some point in their life. Why is it so relevant? Is it because it's so different for everyone and it's hard to talk about? Or is it relevant just because everyone will experience it?
I feel like it's both.
Both, yeah. I was going to say both. I think it's universal, and it's not talked about enough because of how difficult it is to talk about those losses.
Is part of it not being talked, 10, 15 years ago, we didn't even talk about mental health, and we've done a fantastic job as a society starting to talk about it. When you drill down to the specific causes, is this one of the hardest ones to talk about because there is no one way to talk about it? You almost need to be trained like you guys do in order to deal with it, other than, giving somebody a hug when they're feeling something, but it's so different for everyone.
I think people can surround themselves with others who give them that space to talk about their losses, whether it be the ambiguous loss or the person that they have lost. I think surrounding yourself with others who not just understand grief and loss, because we're all going to experience it, but those that are willing to share and open up about those experiences. I think the more people that are willing to share about their grief, I think it invites others to open up about their grief.
So, Sam, as far as patients coming into you as a therapist, is your goal then to help people cope the best they can with this grief, being it's obviously not totally curable? It's going to be there. Is that your goal then, is to give them coping mechanisms or help them cope with it the best they can?
Yeah, so learning different skills and tools to get through the day-to-day, which could be a variety of things, working out, eating healthy, getting enough sleep, taking vitamins and supplements, having just a safe space coming to therapy to be able to open up and be vulnerable about that loss without judgment or fear of making others sad. If you go to a family member, sometimes you might have that fear that, oh, it's going to make them sad, so I'm not going to talk about it. There's so many tools through therapy and just really helping the clients be able to use those tools out in their day-to-day life is kind of how we track progress.
So diet can be a problem too, huh?
Grief can impact your appetite, your sleep. So then we can either overeat, we can eat less, we can just not eat healthy, which then impacts our physical body. And grief also impacts our physical body. Mm-hmm. It's all related, mind, body.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some myths and misunderstandings about grief. Let's start with the great old adage of time will heal all wounds. True? Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
I think it is something, though, that it's hard because I think people can cling to that, and that that hope can be sustaining in terms of will I feel this way in a year? But at the end of the day, the grief is going to be there in a year.
Maybe it may help heal all wounds, but it'll sure help more if you use that time wisely.
Yeah. 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 The time's going to pass regardless.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. What about it should be over by now?
Also that's false. It's false.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big one that can be isolating for people who are grieving. I think it can really lead to shutdown.
And, yes.
People feeling withdrawn and isolating because they don't feel like they can express that grief because it happened 10 years ago or what have you.
Or they feel like it's over for other loved ones that they're around all the time, but it's not over for them. So we better not show it at all and just hold it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think remembering too, like those secondary losses, like we talked about earlier of getting married, graduating school, having kids, things like that. Like that's always going to trigger grief and bring it up. So the whole idea of grief should be over by now or time heals all wounds, like it's just not reasonable.
Well, and that's can be a difficult thing too. I mean, you look at businesses and schools, you know, if you've got kids or adults that lose someone very close to them, how long is it appropriate for them to stay away from school or stay away from work? That's obviously got to be a tough call, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Again, different for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
How quick do you guys, I know we have emergency response team. I can't remember the actual title for it, but how quickly after the loss do you guys normally see a client? Later than you hoped?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's hard realizing sometimes when you're in the midst of grief, especially immediate grief right after.
Shock.
Yeah. That, oh, I should go and get help. Like personal experience, it took me a year to get into therapy after a traumatic grief. It's
you're
just
surviving.
Not, yeah, you're surviving, just going day to day, just getting through the day.
Yeah, I think you're right on the shock factor. You know, we lost my mom a couple of Octobers ago in that first set of Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're not even really, you're thinking about the loss, but it's just different than the following year where you actually realize it and,
mm-hmm.
and. I don't know exactly how to explain it.
Well, some people, and I do think it's true, you know, will say like that first year is the hardest. I don't know if the hardest is the right word we're looking for. I think the first year is like settling in, and then that second year it's like, oh,
yeah,
they're not
more
going
realized
to be at our holiday tables and our functions, and it's more, you're realizing it more and more.
Okay, and then we've talked about this a lot, and this is probably the hard part, is grief looks the same for everyone. Obviously false.
Yeah, so what we were talking about earlier as far as like someone could isolate, cry, shut down, not want to talk about it, and then the next person could be super outgoing, involve themselves socially, to get their mind off of it, and we might compare each person, like, oh, well, why aren't they sad? Why aren't they crying? And it feels like they don't care. But we all grieve differently. We have to do different things to just, like I said, manage day to day.
And it's okay for others to feel differently, for someone to want to cry and somebody else to get involved and try to just stay busy. Is the hard part for your patients realizing that, and that just kind of don't worry about the others?
Yes.
Worry about yourself?
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges that come up for families when you're looking at how everyone is grieving this. We're all grieving the same person, but in different ways. I think you start to see a lot of turmoil in different family dynamics as a result of that. And so having a space to debunk these myths, I think, is going to be helpful to communities to and families to be able to have those open conversations of, like, you're grieving this way, but here's how I'm grieving, and it's just different.
Is a path people take to try not to think about it, divert your attention? Is that part of something that would work? I mean, is it?
I think that catches up to you.
Yeah,
yes.
I would think it would.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Especially in those physical symptoms.
Yes.
When you're suppressing it, it's somewhere in your body, and you're not getting it out, whether it be through, you know, conversations with loved ones and connection, therapy, things like that. If you're not getting it out, it's there.
Well, do people tend to turn to drugs, alcohol, too? I mean, when they're dealing with this?
Very much, yeah. Yes. As a way to cope, function day to day, and then it leads to those not so great coping skills. That's why, yeah, we keep advocating, just come to therapy.
Yeah.
Okay. We've hit on a lot of experiences of grief, but there's a few that we want to get into a little bit more. Talk about all the different physical symptoms that can manifest, whether it's just I'm dealing with grief or I'm holding the grief in and not dealing with it.
Yeah. So, like, some physical symptoms of grief can be fatigue, being extremely tired, not sleeping, sleeping too much, change in appetite. It can affect your immune system, so you get sick more often. It can even be, like, super sensitive to noise, light, too much people around. Like, it can completely change your whole physical body and reaction to the smallest things that you never had a reaction to before.
And a lot of that comes just from the grief itself.
Yes.
And then it being in your mind. But is it even, it's even worse, I assume, if somebody's holding it back and not letting it out or realizing the actual loss and emotionally showing the grief?
Yeah, I think you might see more anger and isolation when someone is not feeling able to express their grief and loss.
Good point.
Yeah, we always talk about how the mental ties in very well with the physical and all kinds of needs here. And then emotions, I'm sure it's every single emotion that the directors of Inside Out have ever thought of creating. But talk about some of the emotions that are common with grief.
Anger.
Yeah.
I think anger, intense sadness. I think you're going to see guilt, guilt and shame surrounding either conversations had or conversations not had before your loved one passed. I don't know. What else do you think?
I'm sure a lot of regret for people, huh?
Yeah. And that mindset, I feel like a lot of people, especially like immediate loss, that wasn't expected. Like you could do something to change it, or you could have done something to stop it. That's a big one that we see, and we help clients recognize that that's not in their control, but it's a natural thought process of grief.
The sadness one is easy because it's easy to say sad. Why does the anger one come up? You're mad because of the loss? You're mad at the world?
Sam and I's role as therapists would be to find out what is underneath that anger. For everyone. Again, it's going to be different.
Sure.
What's underneath the anger. But that's definitely something we want to help people explore further. Like, why am I so angry all the time?
Is it in your guys' experience, is it self-anger? Like anger at yourself? Like you said, hey, there's something I could have done about it.
That and anger, you know, at their loved one or the, and the circumstances of the loss. And then as well, like with those ambiguous losses, it's, anger toward like, how did it get this way? How did we get to this point? Type of anger.
Is it anger or confusion normally towards the ways your other loved ones are grieving? it's usually more confusion because you feel like they should be grieving the exact same way as you.
I think the anger comes up there too for families.
Because thinking of anger is a secondary emotion. There's always something underneath of it. Mm-hmm. So trying to find the root of why are we angry? It could be confusion. Like, I'm confused that they're acting this way or not grieving. So it's coming out as anger and resentment towards them.
And that's why I think you see a lot of maybe fighting when someone has passed. You see a lot of fighting amongst family members. And there's just heightened emotions for everyone involved. And sometimes it's not expressed in healthy ways.
Let's talk about the social and mental effects of the grief experience. Like you guys have stated a little bit earlier, sometimes people will just isolate themselves, or maybe they're angry and not being able to connect with other people. What are some of the social and mental effects of the grief experience?
You know, I think an adult with children who loses someone profound to them, they may isolate in their room to avoid lashing out in anger at their children. I think it's different for everyone, and you're gonna see different responses in different people. And I think that's just one example. You know, if someone is isolating as a result of grief and loss, why are they isolating? Is it easier to not be posed with all the questions of how are you doing? What do you need? Or is it I'm having an anger response to my loved ones and it's impacting them and I don't want it to impact them?
There's also times where it's probably okay for them to isolate if they're
absolutely
one-on-one wanting to think about the loved one, or I don't know, creating some sort of ritual to remember the loved one.
Absolutely.
What about the mental toll it can take? What are some of the mental health side effects that you'll see? I assume depression is a big one.
Yes. Yep. So watching for those signs of, well, I was talking about isolation, but really that being every single day, most of the time during the day, just being sad or shut down or angry even for an extended period of time, you know, weeks. It can be tricky with grief, but making sure we get to a point where it's not all day, every single day. And if it is, should probably go seek help. It can also be anxiety, or the loss of that person was very traumatic, and then you're dealing with PTSD on top of grief.
So does that lead to possible medication help for these individuals if they're into depression, anxiety? Can that build? And is that something that would you look at prescribing then to help the person?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sam and I don't prescribe, but we definitely would have those conversations with people that we see. If it's sometimes medication can be a really helpful short-term solution to kind of get you back out into your roles.
Mm-hmm. Let's take our second break. We'll come back and continue talking about grief and loss.
Yeah, we'll just put a wrap on it, and we'll look forward to session number two coming
up. Yeah. You're listening to the On Air Chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. This is KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.
Construction jobs don't go away when the weather gets colder. Bruce Davis Construction is available all winter long. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendo, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. We want to recognize the best students in our area. Nominate a student from Emporia High School or an area high school today at kvoe.com/student. It's the Student of the Month from KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and kvoe.com.
We're going to learn a lot.
Chuck Samples on KVOE as we continue our broadcast of American Education Weekend, the USD 253 cookie delivery. We're now going to maintenance and supply as Carrie Paul joins us. And Carrie, the cookies got to look good right about now.
Oh, yeah, they look good. They look good every year. We appreciate it so much. And, yeah, you can't go wrong with cookies first thing in the day.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that you wanted to mention was kind of the theme here this time around, accomplishments. Maybe talk about that in some detail.
Yeah, so as far as accomplishments go, one of the things that we, you know, we do here over in the operational services building, we help keep the schools running, and that means, you know, custodial staff, maintenance staff, technology spends some time over here, and then we've got transportation. And just recently, we have attended some trainings that really bring to light that, you know, the awareness of how our daily actions impact students and coworkers. And the training was called Capturing Kids' Hearts. And going through that training, I realized that we've already accomplished so much. We definitely have more to accomplish as a district, and we always will. That should be the goal. But as far as accomplishments go right now, we have, you know, custodial staff that greets the kids every day. That makes a huge impact, you know, when you pull up to school and you have a friendly face saying, you know, hey, you're going to have a great day. And I think that that's a really big deal. I think kids remember the support staff that works in their school, and the kids, you know, they hang on to those memories. I remember the custodial staff from when I went to school, and they can really tend to be a very positive influence on the kids. And I love that we're already exhibiting that in all of our schools, really.
Outstanding. Well, it's great to highlight the work that you guys are doing, you know, as part of the district and the district as a whole. So we really appreciate your time here today. And the cookies, I know, aren't enough, but they're a great way to say thank you for the work that you guys do.
They are. We really appreciate that. And, yeah, I mean, we are glad to be a part of American Education Week.
Awesome. Carrie, thanks so much. Best of luck today.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Awesome. Carrie Paul joining us again here as we continue our broadcast of USD 253 Cookie Delivery Day. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need. Here is Dylan Sherwood.
Thanks, Sean, and good morning, everyone. Well, it was a tough night for the Emporia State basketball teams in non-conference action last night. Lady Hornets falling to Newman 74-59 at Wyatt Auditorium. Katy Arena led the way with 17 points. Emporia State now 2-2 on the year. Meanwhile, the Emporia State men had a six-minute scoreless drought in the second half. Never led in an 89-74 loss to William Jewell, as Malik Edwards Jr., a career-high 21 points. The Hornet men are now 1-3. They travel to Colorado for two games beginning on Friday. Lady Hornets back at home on Friday to face East Central out of Oklahoma. We'll have that game for you on the Hornet Sports Network with coverage beginning at 6:30. Number one, Kansas defeating UNC Wilmington last night, 84-66. To give Bill Self his 800th career win, as DeJuan Harris with 16 points for the Jayhawks. KU is off until Tuesday when they play Duke in the Vegas Showcase. Kansas State men's basketball team turned a two-point halftime advantage into a 74-56 victory over Mississippi Valley State. Ugana Oyinso led the way for K-State with 16 points. K-State begins play in the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands beginning on Friday. 13 Emporia State football players received all MIAA honors for league yesterday. Three are first-team selections, two on offense, Tyler Common, unanimous selection at wide receiver, Sherman Deaton on the offensive line, and Jaron Joseph at defensive back. Emporia High Unified Bowling Team placed eighth at the Unified Bowling State Championships in Topeka yesterday. They finished with a series of 8-12. The placing is the first in program history in its second year. And the Emporia State Volleyball Team gearing up for the MIAA tournament. They'll be taking on Central Oklahoma in the first round coming up tomorrow, 2:30 in St. Joseph, Missouri. That's sports. I'm Dylan Sherwood, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Dylan. And for all the latest sports news, information, and our on-air schedule, make sure you check out the sports page at KVOE.com.
And welcome back to the on-air chat. Ron Thomas finishing up here. Aaron Harder, City Commission duties. And don't forget, there is the groundbreaking ceremony for the new fire station number 2 happening at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The public is invited. We have been talking about grief and loss with Mara Dice and Sam Thibodeau. They are therapists with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of branches on this tree, and then the next time you two are with us, we want to maybe get into some coping skills and memorializations and some services that are offered at Crosswinds. But first, before we leave, I want to touch on how soon someone could get in if they're experiencing problems, the process, Sam, to get help. Therapy-wise from Crosswinds, what kind of route do we need to take?
Yeah, so every day, Monday through Friday, we have same-day access, which is they can come in and get an intake done. Those hours are on our website, or even you can just come into the office and they can let you know when those hours are. The intake is just the initial session to kind of gather a plan of why you're needing services and what services you're interested in, and then you're assigned to a therapist, med clinic, whatever you're needing. You'll leave that day with an appointment for each service.
Okay, so you can get in pretty quick for that.
Yes.
And then it's a matter of setting up a time with a certain therapist then that...
Yep. You'll be assigned to a therapist before you leave your intake, and you'll have the date, the time, so that you know you're getting into services.
And Mara, I would assume too, and knowing Crosswinds as well as we do, that there are emergency services available that you offer?
Yeah, we have an emergency services team. You know, if having an extremely hard time or you've reached a level of crisis, even if you're not an established client at Crosswinds, you can call and access emergency services, even for some short-term kind of deregulation, stabilization services.
Well, we invite people to log on to the Crosswinds website. A lot of information there for people to access, and a lot of good information, too. And if you're struggling, they're there to help. So they can offer a lot of services that may be pretty important to you and a member of your family. There's a lot of great work, obviously, in schools, too. So we're looking forward to having you back in a couple of weeks. Good job today, Mara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mara Dice and Sam Thibodeau, they are therapists with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness with us on the on-air chat, brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. We're back next week, next Wednesday morning, with another on-air chat here on KVOE Live and Local.
Thanksgiving. What makes it a special time for you?
Cooking.
Eating a lot of food.
Turkey, pumpkin, and cranberry.
Stuffing you with holiday cheer. We're 14 KVOE.
Chuck Samples on KVOE Live and Local as we continue our broadcast. Really getting phone calls from across USD 253 Emporia. Cookie delivery day ongoing, and we'll be wrapping